Good morning, Joe.
Hot enough for you?
Not yet. Give it a few hours.
Is it an issue here in Quincy? Are there cooling places that you're recommending for folks if they do need some relief?
We haven't had any issues to date as far as people calling.
Okay.
I think families and neighbors watch out for one another, but the Kennedy Center is a cooling center, so if anybody needs to get away from things for a couple hours, they can always go down there.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know a couple of the branches of the libraries are open, Wollaston, Adam Shore. So it might be a good spot.
Yeah, the other ones are coming soon to finishing up a couple of projects in North Quincy and the main library. So
yes,
it'll be soon.
Yep. Yes, they're doing the carpeting next door here at the main library, I know.
Yeah, which is a lot of work because you've got to keep moving bookcases around.
Yes, I've been watching them and feeling for them. But Megan Allen, I think, said July 14th, I think, is the opening day for the main
okay.
branch. Yeah, so it's coming
up. Just around the corner.
Yeah. Or if you're, you know, cheap like me, you go to the frozen food aisle at the grocery store.
There you go. Keep opening these cases.
That's right. It was great having you on Currently in Quincy yesterday. I really appreciate it.
No, my pleasure. Yeah, we covered some issues. It was fun.
Yeah, one of them was we chatted a little bit about the Monroe Building. I wonder if we could explore that a little more. You mentioned you're in the city's in the process of purchasing that property. Where's that stand?
Yes, we're in the process. The legal teams are on it. There's an agreement with the owner, so it's a matter of just getting through all of the paperwork. We are using money from the ARPA, I guess we're calling it now.
Yep.
We use the monies for that, and it it checks a number of boxes, quite frankly. Education, tourism, those are two spelled out in the program. That we can use the money for. So, you know, as I mentioned yesterday, Joe, it's a very, very important parcel in the northern part of our Quincy Center area. It's right outside the MBTA Red Line Quincy Center Station, diagonally across from the Church of the Presidents, where our presidents are buried with their wives. It's just, you know, as I said to you before, the two main reasons we did well in the downtown was the Hancock lot and the Ross lot. We owned a lot of real estate in the downtown, so we're able to put that to work development-wise. And I think the same approach should be here. I know that some people questioned whether we should do this with the college or not. I'm a believer in it, obviously. The flip side is just controlling the parcel at this point is extremely important. Whether we do the college down the road or it doesn't come together, it'll allow us to do other commercial development there with the developer rather than just getting you know, a 10 or 12 story apartment building. You know, we've got a number of residential buildings, which is fine, but I think this space calls for something different. And the only way we're going to control that is if we control the property, and that's the plan.
Is this an eminent domain issue or just a straight regular purchase?
It's called a friendly taking.
Okay. And is the plan still to demolish that and put up a new building, or is that kind of on the back burner right now?
Well, that's a little bit on the back burner.
Okay.
The main point right now is to control the real estate. As you know, real estate is extremely hot right now in Quincy and in the whole region, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
And my concern was if another developer came in and grabbed it, then it's gone forever. So I want to make sure we you know, go through a very thorough process, many community meetings. The college will be involved. The National Park Service will be involved.
Mm.
Our own tourism, Discover Quincy people will be involved. Some of our department heads and managers will be involved looking at, as I mentioned before, looking at the long-term plan for the glass building of City Hall. It needs millions of dollars worth of upgrades and work over the next few years. Does it make sense? So it just pauses everything for us to get our act together, if you will, and come up with a solid plan going forward. And the other part of that is, you know, we're in working with the MBTA as well as their designated developer for the Quincy Center Station, which is Atlantic Development and the Bazooka Group. So this, you know, gives us an equal seat at the table with the land we buy and own around the station, with the T owns, and of course what the developer has in mind. So it's too important a parcel to just let sit there.
Hmm. I know there are plans for, I guess, kind of a welcome center in that building.
Yes, that should be open very soon, and obviously temporarily till we decide what's going on. But the corner where the Grand Asia Fashion facility was, it's a real good corner. A lot of foot traffic goes by there each and every day. So we're going to put our welcome center in there, running out tours for the Hancock Adams Common, the crypts, and the cemetery out of there. The Park Service is not yet open.
Right.
And they're talking August, so we're working a plan where perhaps some of the rangers could be working with us on providing some of the tours. until they get open. So there's a lot of moving parts with that, but it makes a lot of sense, and it'll liven up that corner big time for now.
Yeah, I was interested in the Patriots. Is the Patriots Trail that the Chamber is helping the city with?
President's Trail.
President's Trail, yes.
Correct. Close.
Okay. Well, they were Patriots.
Exactly. Exactly. We'd have Tom Brady on the stop, and you know.
Well, that'd be popular too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Or maybe not so much now that he's gone.
Right.
But it's interesting to combine the city's historic sites with the National Park Service, I think.
Yes, indeed. I think that well, a couple of things, as we've talked about in the past, is there's a lot more to our history of the city of Quincy than the Adams story. Now, the Adams story is a huge part of it, don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But we need to tell the rest of the story. The part two is, you know, long term, we have to come up with a plan that we have a year-round operation to welcome and deal with tourists. Mm-hmm. Right now, the Park Service is seasonal, and it goes, you know, roughly April to November.
Mm-hmm.
You get people that come here looking, and you can't get in the church to see the crypts. You can't get into the mansion, the birthplaces. So if we've got some other facilities to help tell the story year-round, I think it'll go a long way. If we want to be, you know, a prominent city that really pushes the tourism, then we got to act like it. And so we've got some work to do to get there. But I think we're just around the corner. All the ingredients are there. I think with the addition of the Hancock Adams Common, the General's Park, there's more destination places for people to visit and see the story of Quincy and its heritage. So a lot of work to be done, but we've come a long, long way.
Yeah, and all in preparation for Quincy 400 in just a few years, right?
You got it. Yes. It's creeping up on us.
Sure is. Goodness. Well, we kind of lost a year and a half with the pandemic, so.
Indeed, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Can we talk a little bit, Mayor, about fireworks?
In City Hall or just in general out on the...
The real kind.
Yeah, the real ones, the ones we enjoy.
Yes, we've already had beautiful ones for Flag Day, but I understand the Bay Point restaurant's coming back again.
Yes, Kevin Hines, who's a proud U.S. Marine, by the way,
oh.
The owner, him and his son, in really appreciation for the business of people that live around here, Quincy, Weymouth, and so forth, that enjoy the Inner Bay Point. We'll be doing the fireworks again on the Town River, which is obviously right behind the restaurant. I don't know if you've been over there, Joe, but
yep.
You know, when you get out the backside of that restaurant, there's a deck and another deck that steps down. You're right on the Town River. It's a gorgeous spot. You'd never know you were just a couple blocks in from all that traffic on 3A, you know.
It's true.
It's really a great spot. So it's a perfect location to hold a fireworks display. So we thank the Hines family and certainly encourage people to enjoy the show.
Yeah, Sunday night around 9:15, and it's, of course, free for spectators. They're having their own private viewing party at the restaurant, too, that folks can make reservations for. So,
yeah, I'm sure they'll be jammed, no question.
No question.
We just encourage people to please be respectful of, you know, if you're driving around to try to see them, that neighborhood, please don't block driveways or block the corners. So, you know, obviously emergency vehicles need to get through in case of an emergency. So.
Sure.
Be people careful of that. But we thank the Hines family. It's a great thing for the city.
Appreciate it, Mayor. Stay cool.
You also. Thanks, Joe.
All right. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye now.